for me, the ultimate sacrifice for me. When you had never seen, so my voice I will raise and testify that
Jesus saves.
Come on, you declare that Jesus saves.
Jesus.
Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available at our website. The Personnel Committee meets on the second Monday of the month at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
My name is Ender Black. I am producer and host of the monthly youth Native American radio show, Squirrel Snow. And Squirrel Snow is broadcast the fourth Friday of the month, 8 to 10 p.m. The term growing the grassroots reminds me of the idea of giving people, citizens, the opportunity to voice not only their opinions, but who they are, their beliefs, because in this way, we are able to balance out the output of media. So it's a real gift, and I'm just very blessed to be part of this community radio experience. KBOO helps grow the grassroots of the community by doing what they do best, which is providing a platform, a real platform for people such as myself to communicate who they are, their beliefs, their ideas, their thoughts, their emotions. And this is, in my view, one of the most helpful things a nonprofit can do. And it's definitely for me what America, for the United States, is about, this freedom of speech, the freedom to communicate. Reach out. Thank you, KBOO. Remember, don't forget to go to the website, kboo.fm/give, and support KBOO right now. Thank you.
Welcome to An Islamic Point of View, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. On behalf of MCCP and the Office of Imam, I'd like to extend a Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. the Muslim Community Center is currently open for prayers with limited capacity on both the brothers and sisters' sides. Wearing face masks and social distancing is required. Please stay safe and healthy during this season of fasting. We pray that this Ramadan will be a means of great blessing for us all, and pray that it be a means of drawing us near to Allah, the Sublime and Exalted, and His beloved Messenger. Peace and blessings be upon Him. As we enter into the final days here of Ramadan, we want to remind you that KBOO here is also in the last stretch of their spring pledge drive. So please do not forget them in your generosity. Today's special lecture is by Dr. Yasser Qadhi, entitled Jibril and Lailatul Qadr.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His help. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our actions. Indeed, whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah chooses to misguide, none can guide him to the straight path. I bear witness and I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Indeed, the best of all speech is the speech of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of all affairs are innovations, for every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the fire of hell. As to what follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us to be conscious of Him when He says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Dear Muslims, do you know that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was always eager and excited to meet the angel Jibril? He would be looking forward when Jibril comes down. Aisha radiallahu anha says that he would even use the miswak, like look and try to appear the best and even smell the best. And in fact, once he asked Jibril that, oh Jibril, why don't you come more often? Why don't you visit us more often? We want to see you more. And Allah then revealed in the Quran a verse that we recite to this day, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. We can only come down when Allah allows us to come down. I wish I could come, but no, it's Allah's decision. When Allah tells us to come, we come. And Jibril said, the Prophet ﷺ said to Jibril, O Jibril, let me see you in your original form. So Jibril said, make dua to Allah. I can't, this is from Allah's decision. Make dua to Allah. And so the Prophet ﷺ made dua that, O Allah, allow me to see Jibril in his original form. And so Allah gifted him that. Allah gifted him that vision in one of the most amazing miracles that was given to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To be in the presence of Jibril and to see Jibril in his original form, this is something that not many of the creation have been blessed with. Allah blessed our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be in the presence of the original Jibril. Jibril as Allah created him. Generally, when Jibril would come, he would come in the form of a man. Generally, when Jibril came down, he would not be in his original form. When the Prophet made dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that dua. When did He grant him that dua? On the night of Isra wal Mi'raj. When the Prophet went to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he met all of the prophets, and he saw all of these amazing signs, one of the most amazing blessings of that night. The whole night was a miracle. The whole night was a blessing. But one of the most amazing blessings, which Allah referenced in the Quran, Allah mentioned it in the Quran, that's how magnificent it is that the Prophet saw Jibril in his original form. Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. He saw of the most amazing, كُبْرَى, كَبِير, of the most biggest miracles of Allah He saw. And Allah Azza wa Jal references this vision. What was the vision? The Prophet seeing Jibril in his original form. And in fact, Jibreel, as we know, is the chosen of all of the angels. Like our Prophet is the chosen of all mankind. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu yastafi min al-mala'ikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Allah chooses rusul from the mala'ika and rusul from the mankind. So Allah chose from the mala'ika, the most best of them, Jibreel. And Allah chose from the rusul of the humans, the best of them, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel visited every single prophet, every single messenger. Jibreel spoke with every single prophet from the 124,000, from the beginning of time up until our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the most amazing miracles and creations of Allah. And he would come regularly in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this earth. One of the senior most sahaba in terms of age, even though she is not well known amongst many Muslims, is somebody by the name of Baraka, Ummi Ayman. Ummi Ayman was Abdul Muttalib's gift to Abdullah, the father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was a slave at the time, and she was probably 8, 9, 10 years old. She took care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And she was like a second mother to him. And she saw everything. Can you imagine what she saw? She saw everything from the beginning. And she lived until after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She passed away a few years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine how we wish we could hear her stories? Inshallah, one day in Jannah, we hope we can ask her all the stories we want. After the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum, they said, you know, we should visit Ummi Ayman like our Prophet would regularly do. This is called Silatul Rahim. This is called fulfilling the ties of the dead. The Prophet would visit this motherly figure in his life regularly. She was a freed slave. She was not somebody known to many people, but she took care of the Prophet. So after the death of the Prophet, Abu Bakr and Umar said, let us go visit Ummi Ayman like the Prophet used to visit. So the two senior most companions visited Ummi Ayman. When she saw them, all the memories flooded back and she began crying and sobbing. Abu Bakr said, Ya Ummah, our dear mother, we all miss the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, he's in a better place now. He's in Firdaus. What did Ummi Ayman say? She said, Wallahi, I know he is in a better place. And of course we miss him. But I am crying, listen to this, because the connection that we had with Allah and the wahi that would come down, Jibreel would come visit us, that has now been cut off. We don't have that connection anymore. With the going away of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no more wahi coming down. There is no new Quran coming. We would be excited when the revelation came. We'd be excited when Jibreel came with something new. She was crying because that connection with Jibreel had been cut off. That connection with the wahi had been cut off. This was how they would look forward to a new revelation that Jibreel would bring down. Dear Muslims, why am I talking about Jibreel? Because Allah has blessed every one of us with the opportunity to be in the presence of Jibreel. There is a night that is so blessed. There is a night that is so magnificent that Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed the greatest creation of His angels. Allah has commanded the most magnificent of all of the angels to come down and be in our presence because of the blessedness of that night. It is the only night of the year that Jibreel visits us again after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, he comes down the way he is. We cannot see him, but he is as he is. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. Allah mentions it for us. He wants us to know it's not a normal night. It's not an average night. I am sending the best of the angels down to all of you. Don't you understand and realize? I am allowing Jibreel to come and I'm telling him. And Allah references to us. He literally reminds us, O mankind, I am telling you, Jibreel is coming down. That's how special this night is. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. The ruh in it is Jibreel. All of the angels come and Jibreel. So Allah mentions all the angels and then He mentions only one because there is only one Jibreel. And Allah reminds us this is the only day that Jibreel is going to come down. One of the Sahaba, it is narrated that he would have special clothes that he would put in a special box, and he would wear it not on Eid but on Laylatul Qadr. One of his family members said that, "Oh father, why are you dressing like this on Laylatul Qadr? Wait for Eid to come." And he said, "Subhanallah, Jibreel is coming down. Shouldn't I dress up for him? Jibreel is coming. Shouldn't I prepare myself to be prepared? When I come, I'm looking my best when Jibreel sees me." Another of the tabi'un would have his most expensive perfume. He would store it in a container and he would use that perfume every night of the odd nights of Ramadan so that he's smelling the best. This is the philosophy, the psychology of the Salaf, that they appreciated, they understood that the angels are going to be in our midst and the angels are seeing us, and we want to look our best, appear our best, do our best, because the angels see us and they make dua for us when they see our ibadah. When the angels see us standing in qiyam, in sajda, in tilawa, this is on any night, not just Ramadan. On any night, when the angels see us, they make istighfar for us. They ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us. This is in the Quran and Sunnah, we all know. But especially on Laylatul Qadr, can you imagine we have the opportunity for Jibreel to make dua for us, for Jibreel to see us, and see us in qiyam and see us in sajda? How can we possibly give up that opportunity? How can we let go of this blessing and prize that has been given to us? The greatest of all angels is coming down, and he shall scour this entire earth, and we have the opportunity to be standing and praying and asking Allah Azza wa Jal, and to be witnessed by those angels. Laylatul Qadr, wama adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. The phrasing of the Quran, what will make you understand? You will never understand. Our limited minds will never comprehend the magnificence that is Laylatul Qadr. When Allah says wama adraka, the meaning here is you're never going to understand, but I'll try to explain to you that from our limited minds, maybe you'll understand that this one night is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadri khayru min alf shahr. Maybe you'll understand this one aspect. It is better than, not equivalent to, better than. It's more than. One night is more than a lifetime of worship. It is narrated in the Muwatta of Imam Malik that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at the previous lifespans and he realized they lived for many, many centuries, and he said, "Oh Allah, how can my ummah compete with those people? My ummah is going to live for 60, 70 years. They live for hundreds of years. How can my ummah compete with them?" As a loving prophet, what he was worried about, he wanted to see us succeed. He wanted to see us number one. And he is saying, "Ya Allah, how can my ummah compete when they had a longer time?" And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed only for our ummah. He blessed us with Laylatul Qadr. Every year, he gave us a night. That one night is equivalent to more than 80 years of worship. So every year we live, it is as if we have a lifetime of worship that the other ummahs did not have. This is a unique blessing given to our ummah. No previous ummah was given it. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. This one night of worship will give us more than 83 years of continuous worship. SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, how stingy can we be? How miserly can we be? How can we possibly not be excited to wake up the night of Laylatul Qadr and to do extra on Laylatul Qadr? Do the math. Every minute of Laylatul Qadr is worth more than 2.5 months of worship. Every minute. Can you imagine simply saying 10 times SubhanAllah will give you 2.5 months of dhikr and ibadah? How can we possibly trivialize this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Laylatul Qadr. It is called Laylatul Qadr because Qadr means magnificence. Qadr means significance. It is the most magnificent night, and those who worship Allah on that night become magnificent. Those who worship Allah become Qadr, become people of status. Laylatul Qadr is called Qadr because Qadr means predestination. And on this night, our Qadr is announced for the rest of the year. On this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels our Qadr. Who shall live? Who shall die? Who shall be given a child? Who shall increase rizq? Whose sickness is going to be cured? Who shall fall sick? On this night, Allah announces to the angels the roster, the list of duties of what they have to do for the rest of the year. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Every affair that has been decreed, min kulli amr, everything that has been decreed, the angels come down, their tasks have been assigned. And what did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Nothing changes qadr other than dua. Nothing changes qadr other than dua. In other words, our dua has the impact, has the possibility, has the potentiality to change our qadr. How can we not be begging Allah while our qadr is being decided, while our qadr is being announced? How can we not be standing in prayer and begging Allah, oh Allah, bless us with the best qadr of this year. Oh Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of the next world. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Our du'as on that night have the potential to affect the upcoming year. How can we be asleep out of laziness and not be standing in prayer? Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never spend the whole night awake on any night of the year. He would sleep certain portions of the night, one third, half, two thirds, he would sleep, except for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The only time of the entire year that he would not sleep until after Fajr is the last 10 nights. And on those 10 nights, our mother Aisha says, he would tighten his belt. We all know what that means. You're going to get serious now. He would raise up his sleeves, we say in English. He would tighten his belt and he would wake his family and he would spend the entire night in ibadah. Now, brothers and sisters, I know we have to be realistic. And I know many of us have jobs and we have to go to work at 8, 9 a.m. the next morning. I understand many of us cannot spend the whole night awake. By the way, those who can, they should. And those who are able to take holidays, wallahi, if you can take a holiday or two on the odd nights of the next day, it is better than taking a holiday to go on a vacation or something. This is the real holiday that you should try to have. But if you can do it, fine. If you cannot do that, I understand we cannot spend the whole night awake. At least spend whatever you can. There is no time in the entire year that is more precious than this time of Laylatul Qadr. That is why Allah calls it Layla Mubaraka. The Quran mentions Laylatul Qadr many times, 3 times in Surah Al-Qadr, and 2 times outside of the surah. 5 times Allah references Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. We have sent this Quran down on a blessed night. Allah chose this night to reveal the Quran. Laylatul Qadr was the night the incident of Iqra took place on the next day. This is a special day from the beginning of history, from the revelation of the Quran. This is the night that Allah Azza wa Jal chose. It is a layla mubarakah. What does mubarakah mean? Mubarakah means it is blessed. Mubarakah means a small amount goes a long way. Barakah means to increase the utility of something. So one night has been increased to 83 years. What more barakah do you want? One night will give you a lifetime of worship. And that night is only 8 hours. And actually from after Isha, it's only 6 hours. 6 hours, that's all that it is. How can we trivialize those 6 hours? They are more precious to us than any time of the year. So dear brothers and sisters, we're about to enter that phase, and it is so blessed and it is so magnificent that our Prophet ﷺ linked our entire salvation to that one night. In the famous hadith in Sunan al-Nisa'i, when the month of Ramadan began, our Prophet ﷺ stood up to give a sermon and he said, a blessed month has come to you. In it is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Out of all of the things of Ramadan, at the beginning of the month, he reminded them, there is one night that is better than 1,000 months. Then he said, listen to this, whoever is deprived of the blessings of that night has been deprived of all good. If you cannot motivate yourself to do something extra on those nights, then wallahi, when can you motivate yourself? That's a blunt question. If you're not going to be able to motivate yourself to do something extra on these nights, few nights, 5 nights that are odd, 5 candidates, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. That's all that it is. And if you do not have it in you to do something extra as much as you can, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is deprived, man haruma, whoever deprives himself from those nights, haruma al-khayra kulla, all good has been deprived of him. If you're not going to change in Ramadan, and if you're not going to sacrifice for Laylatul Qadr, then what could you possibly sacrifice for? And that is why our iman, our salvation is linked to doing something on Laylatul Qadr. That's why our Prophet ﷺ linked the entire forgiveness of Ramadan. Whoever fasts Ramadan, whoever stands in prayer in Ramadan, and then he said, whoever stands in prayer on Laylatul Qadr, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Dear brothers and sisters, we don't know exactly when Laylatul Qadr is. We all know the controversies. Our Prophet ﷺ did not tell us out of a wisdom to him. Allah Azza wa Jal chose not to tell us. He said in an authentic hadith that I wanted to tell you Laylatul Qadr, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that knowledge away, and perhaps that is better for you. This hadith is in Bukhari. He came out to tell us the exact night. He knew it. And then Allah lifted that knowledge from him. Then he said, so whoever wants to find it in one of the odd last nights of Ramadan. Five candidates. Come on. How lazy can you possibly be? We have 365 days of the year. Five candidates. That's all that it is. 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. And out of them, 23, 25, 27 are the highest candidates. And out of them, 27 is the highest candidate. Yes, but we do not know for certain what day is Laylatul Qadr, what night is Laylatul Qadr. So every one of these nights, dear brothers and sisters, that is a candidate for Laylatul Qadr. One of the Sahaba said, Wallahi, if Allah did not tell us even the month of Laylatul Qadr, the blessings are so much, it would be enough for us to pray tahajjud every single night, because one of the nights must be Laylatul Qadr. How much more so when Allah has said 1 month? How much more so when He has said the last 10 days? How much more so when He has said the odd nights of the last 10 days? Allah has made it so easy for you. Show Allah that you want to get Laylatul Qadr. Show Allah that every one of these nights you're going to do something. And insha'Allah ta'ala, Allah will see that sincerity and dedication and will bless us to be of those who pray on Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who His verses they understand and apply His halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness, you as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. So what should we do on Laylatul Qadr? What are the main things to be done? Obviously, the greatest act of worship on Laylatul Qadr is the Salah. And that is why we pray extra on Laylatul Qadr. And that is because Salah combines between all of the ibadat. Salah has ruku', Salah has sajda, Salah has tilawa of the Quran, Salah has dhikr, Salah has dua. And especially on Laylatul Qadr, we should elongate our qiyam. We will be doing qiyams as well here in the masjid, and you're free to come here. And if you're able to pray at home as well, pray at home. And if you're able to do more khushu' at home, do more khushu' at home. Between home and the masjid, you choose the one where your khushu' is more. For some people, they can attain better tranquility at home when they're alone. And for others, they need to hear the Quran and be in the ambience, whichever one works for you. Whether you do it private or whether you do it in public, the goal is that your khushu' is there. And even if you come to the masjid will be our Taraweeh, and then we'll have Qiyam at night, and there's plenty of other hours as well. So the number one deed that should be done is that of Salah. And in the Salah, we should elongate the Sajda and the Ruku', and we should recite much Quran. So this Salah is a long Salah. And in the Sajda, we increase our du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sincerity, from our hearts. We ask Allah, begging Allah azza wa jal, knowing He can hear us, knowing only He can give us what we want. We open our hearts to Allah and have a direct conversation in a secret voice, in a small whispering, and Allah hears that whispering. We should have ilm al-yaqeen that Allah is hearing and seeing, and Allah can give us what we want. So the number one action is that of salah. Number two, that also between the salahs that we do, because we cannot just pray all 8 hours or 7 hours, between the salah we do dhikr, and we say the tasbih and the takbir and the tahmid, and we say istighfar, and we say the famous dua that our Prophet ﷺ taught Aisha, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. This is a powerful dua, because afu means to erase all of our sins. It is actually more powerful than maghfirah. Maghfirah is also powerful, but it means to cover the sins. Afu means it's as if it never existed. So afu, to wipe the paper clean. There's no trace left. There's no markings. It's as if we never did the sin. So we want this Ramadan to wipe our sins clean as if we never did them. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. That's the dua that we make. As well, on this night, we should do any good deed, especially feeding the hungry and giving charity. So from now, before those nights begin, earmark, where am I going to give my charity? Look at the charities you want. And then on those nights, if you can physically go and give, or these days online if you can give, but know the charities you're going to give to, and then give something every single one of those nights. Can you imagine a charity that will give you the reward of 1,000 months of continuous charity? So give charity on this night. As well, on this night, of the deeds that are good to do, and not a lot of people think about them, is the cleansing of the heart, internal. Look at your own heart. What diseases are there? Jealousy, hatred. Do you have something in your heart against somebody? Cleanse it. Make it a pure heart. Make it qalb salim. You be pure, and Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you. Also on this night, silatul rahim. It's a night to have connections with those family members that you cut off. Of the greatest of good deeds is to be connected with your family, and especially prepare for that Eid, because on the day of Eid as well, we want to be connected with our family. Every single good deed that we do, every single good deed, and of course, of the things that we do, we make dua for our qadr. We make dua for the upcoming year. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the best in this upcoming year. And of the things that we need to make dua for is our iman and our taqwa and our guidance. Dear Muslims, our du'as should not only be about this dunya. Yes, make du'a of this dunya. We want money. We all want good money and halal money. We want good family. We want peace. All of us want this. But make sure, along with the du'a of this world, we make du'a for the next world. We make du'a for guidance in hidayah. We make du'a for maghfirah. We make du'a for the guidance of our children, for the iman of our children. This is the night to make du'a for all of these things. It is the du'a of qadr. Brothers and sisters, there is no more blessed time in the entire year than the upcoming time. And Allah gives a qasam, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. The 10 nights, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. These are the 10 nights. We are about to enter them. So brothers and sisters, get psychologically prepared. Get motivated. Understand the significance of these days. And then give it your utmost. Because dear brothers and sisters, statistically again, there are people sitting right here that are not going to be here next year. There are people sitting right here, statistically, that are in all likelihood not going to be here next year. For some of us, this might be our last Ramadan. For every one of us, there will be a Ramadan that will be our last Ramadan. So every time these 10 nights come, we give it our best, 110%. Because the time will come when we won't have that opportunity to give it our best. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are standing and praying on Laylatul Qadr and whose dua is accepted. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tad'ani fi hadhihi al-umi dhanban illa ghafarta.
You have been listening to An Islamic Point of View here on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Today's lecture was by Dr. Yasser Qadhi, entitled Jibril and Laylatul Qadr. If you've benefited from today's lecture, please show your support with a donation at mccpdx.org and at kboo.fm. KBOO's spring membership drive is currently underway, so please support this station by becoming a sustaining member or through a one-time donation. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. And you can click donate in the mobile app or on the website. Ramadan is a special time where Allah rewards our generosity up to 70 times. Please donate as you are able and let the reward be with Allah. Islamic Point of View can be heard each Sunday here on KBOO at 8 a.m. Thank you for listening. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah.
Welcome to An Islamic Point of View, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. On behalf of MCCP and the Office of Imam, I'd like to extend a Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. The Muslim Community Center is currently open for prayers, with limited capacity on both the brothers and sisters sides. Wearing face masks and social distancing is required. Please stay safe and healthy during this season of fasting. We pray that this Ramadan will be a means of great blessing for us all, and pray that it be a means of drawing us near to Allah, the Sublime and Exalted, and His beloved Messenger. Peace and blessings be upon him. KBOO is also in the midst of their spring pledge drive, so please do not forget them in your generosity. Today we have a special lecture from Mufti Mink, entitled An Amazing Ramadan.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and bless every one of us and grant us goodness. My brothers, my sisters, we have commenced the beautiful month of Ramadan this year, 1442 Hijri 2021. If you notice, time flies. I recall very clearly last year, Ramadan, where we had a lot of restrictions. What was very, very difficult was for us not being able to attend the house of Allah and not being able to fulfill in a way that we wanted to fulfill the month of Ramadan. But that was the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the owner of everything. If you take a look, we as believers always believe in a silver lining. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed, with hardship there is ease, and with the same hardship there is another point of ease. So with every hardship there are actually two points of ease. It might have been different, but it gave us an opportunity to fulfill our prayers at home. Many of us, after the lockdown was over in our countries, we didn't do that as much as we did before or during the lockdown. It gave us time to spend with our family members. How many of us do that on an ordinary day? It gave us time to spend with our children, and it made us reflect and perhaps help a little bit here and there, areas where we did not used to help. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us useful at all times. That having been said, it got us into a different routine. We thank Allah that we've come out of it, and we thank Allah for the lessons that we learnt. But now that we're back in the masajid, my beloved brothers, my sisters, make the most of this. You don't know how long you're going to live. Many of our friends, our relatives have passed on. Those we know, those we don't know. I could be next, you could be next, no one knows. That's one thing we all definitely learned from this pandemic, is you never know when death can overtake and who it would overtake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to prepare. So how do we prepare? We prepare primarily by making use of all the opportunities Allah has given us to earn closeness to Him. Look at this month of Ramadan. Prior to Ramadan, there is a sunnah dua that I'm sure many of us used to say, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, grant us the acceptance to witness the month of Ramadan. Now we're in Ramadan. What was the big deal of that dua if we are not doing anything different this month than the previous ones? So the issue is, it is the month of forgiveness. It is the month of resetting your relationship with Allah, looking into where you were and adjusting it in a way that you improve. May Allah make us steadfast with our 5 daily prayers. May Allah make us steadfast with our dress code. May Allah make us steadfast with our recitation and learning of the Quran and practicing upon what we are supposed to be practicing upon. We've heard a lot of what's permissible and what's prohibited, what's obligatory and what's prohibited, etc. How many of us are actually following what Allah has prescribed? So this is a time when we should be reflecting over that and looking into ways of earning the closeness of Allah. This is the month of Ramadan. It is also known as the month of the Quran, primarily because Allah mentions the term Shahru Ramadan in the Quran, and with it He says it's the month of, He didn't say fasting in that particular verse, He said it's the month within which the Quran was revealed. And obviously fasting is included in the injunctions of the Quran. But primarily, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. We've heard that verse so many times. Allah says شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ once in the Quran. That's in Surah Al-Baqarah. And with it He says, it's the month within which I have revealed the Quran. My brothers, my sisters, give great importance to the Quran in this month. Read it. Make sure that you practice upon it. Make sure you try to understand it. Make sure you improve your connection with it. Make sure you have it close to you. Don't let a day pass without you having picked up the Quran or opened the app on your phone and attempted at least to read a verse or two. Because you and I are going to die one day. If we've gotten into the habit of doing that all the time, the day we die, we would have started the day with a beautiful connection with the Quran. And if you're connected to the Quran, you're connected to Allah. And if you're connected to Allah, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. No need to be scared, to be fearful, and no need to be sad. There will never be reason for you to have those two. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from fear and from sadness. My beloved brothers, my sisters, this is a month wherein which Allah is dishing out, in our language, Allah is dishing out Jannatul Firdaus and forgiveness. Paradise is being given to everyone and anyone who is seeking it. Ask Allah for Jannah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah. Oh Allah, I ask you to grant me Jannah. It is reported in a narration that when you constantly ask that, you've asked it once, you've asked it twice, you've asked it thrice, Jannah itself will say, oh Allah, grant this person entry into me, meaning into Jannah. That's amazing. One wonders how. I don't know how as well. All I know is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught that to us. And it depicts the importance of asking Allah for Jannah. Sometimes there are things you ask Allah for, He doesn't give you immediately. He gives you later on. And sometimes you ask Allah for something, He gives you something else in return. There is one thing that if you constantly ask Allah sincerely, He will give you exactly what you are asking, how you are asking, when you are asking, and that is Jannatul Firdaus. It is paradise because it is connected to the hereafter. Oh Allah, grant me the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. If you are serious about that dua, Allah will give it to you. But in order to prove that you desperately want it, you need to have a little connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his sunnah, with his way, with his teachings. What's the point of saying, I love Allah, I love the messenger, peace be upon him, but that's as far as it goes. Your actions are heading in a different direction altogether. We love paradise and entry into paradise, but our motor vehicle is facing hellfire. This is the time to change that. You need to reroute. You need to make a U-turn as soon as possible. Otherwise, you're going to be wasting your time, effort, energy, your money, whatever else it may be, and you're heading in the wrong direction. So this is beautiful because such a month is such a great gift. We feel the peace. For a moment, where you are seated right now, ponder over the peace that we have at this moment. Subhanallah. We have no worry about lunch today, right?
Subhanallah, Allah will provide for us that which is far better than just the lunch that we're not going to be having, in order to discipline ourselves and get used to following the instruction of Allah. What is Islam all about? I promise you, it's about worshiping Allah, and that is about discipline. You need to get up when sometimes you might be lazy. You need to do certain things when sometimes shaitan might come and make you feel a little bit lazy. You need to dress in a specific way, even though you're so tempted to reveal that which Allah has told you not to, but you're doing it for Allah. Then Allah gives you the ability to love what He has ordained. Initially, I might find it difficult to do certain things. I might find it hard to get up for Salatul Fajr. I know of people who've asked me, they say, I can get up for Suhoor, but when it comes to Salatul Fajr, I just feel lazy again and I want to go to bed. I tell myself 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and before I know it, the sun has risen. That's not good enough. You need to be strong. Initially, you will force yourself to do things. Wallahi, a time will come when automatically your eye will open a minute before the alarm. I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about. Your eye will open a few minutes before that alarm and you will turn it off. That was Allah getting you up. Because you got used to something, Allah wants you to get up. I feel so guilty when I get up before the alarm to actually tell myself I still have a few more minutes. I feel guilty to say that, because that few minutes is now coming from shaitan telling you, just sleep. It's just now, don't worry. You still have a few minutes. And before you know it, it's already past the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to love what He has made compulsory. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman. That's a powerful dua. Oh Allah, make beloved to us iman. Make it good to us. Your belief, the belief we have in You, and what is permissible, what is obligatory, make us love it, O Allah, and make it difficult for us to sin. Make it very hard and detested for us to do anything that is going to be displeasing to You. That dua was made by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Surely we should make it. Listen to this dua. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuqa wal-isyana. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الرَّاشِدِينَ. What a beautiful dua. Oh Allah, make beloved to us iman. And iman includes everything to do with Allah's instruction and so on. Make it beloved to us. And beautify it in our hearts. You know, when you fulfill salah in the morning and your face and your expression is so negative, and your children are watching you lazily opening one eye and then quickly finishing your salah and dashing into the bed. That's not the ideal way of doing things. The ideal way, get up, wash up, put a droplet of perfume. Make sure that that perfume is not one that irritates the people around you. Because nowadays you have perfume that smells like mango pickle and people think it's so beautiful, yet everyone's getting a headache with it. May Allah protect us. Have something good, a droplet for the sake of Allah. And then you, Allahu Akbar, and you're enjoying your salah. And you have a smile on your face, and you take it easy. It's not just inna a'tayna and qul huwallah in every salah. That's not how it should be. Some of us, that's what we do. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. First thing, inna a'tayna al-kawthar. Allahu Akbar. Your salah is done, I agree. But you can do better than that. Memorize another surah or two. You know, diversify. Go beyond. Start swimming in territory maybe you haven't when it comes to recitation of the Quran and memorization of it. See what it will do to you. You are preparing for the day you're going to die. You are preparing for the day you're going to meet with Allah. I want to tell you something. Well, let me first translate the rest of that dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught this to us through the blessed lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانِ. Make detested for us disbelief that will earn your anger. Anything that is sinful, make it detested, make it difficult. Oh Allah, create a barrier between me and sin. You really want to do something and suddenly there is a barrier that stopped you from it. That was Allah telling you, don't do this. It's not worth it. Don't do this. We know what you want to do. We know shaitan is prodding you and he really wants to make you do this, but don't do it. We put a barrier here. Understand it was us who blocked you. Subhanallah. كره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. Anything that is sinful, anything that is in the transgression of Allah, oh Allah, make it difficult for us. Make us from amongst the Rashidun. Make us from among those who are wise, rightly guided, those who are intelligent, those who have the goodness within them. Ameen. Now the point I was mentioning is, look at the mercy of Allah. We do good, and I'm telling you, we are preparing for the day we're going to meet with Allah. We're going to show Him the good we're going to do. You know, when you meet with Allah, He's going to ask you for your deeds and about your deeds. And you have to present your deeds, subhanAllah. And then they are presented to you again in book form without any error in it. Now that's a tough one, because look at us, we're seated here, Salatul Jumu'ah. So peaceful, Ramadan, we're fasting, we're about to engage in Salah. These are brilliant deeds. I'm packing them away one by one, by one, by one, mashallah, you know. And it will multiply by the will of Allah. But I'm a human being. I might make a mistake at some point. I might commit a sin at some point. I might fall to the trap of shaitan, because my forefather Adam, may peace be upon him, also faltered. So I might falter. But the question is, what is there in it for me in terms of hope? I can tell you, Allah says, we will never take your good deed away, but your bad deeds, we will wipe them away from you. You can have committed sin. You can intertwine good deeds and sin by human error as a sin. When you seek forgiveness, Allah will wipe out the sin, but He won't wipe out your good deeds. There's only one time that your good deeds could be lost. I'm going to tell that to you. But before we get there, let's take a careful look at the mercy of Allah. People say, and there is a hadith of Ramadan as well, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with full expectation of a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with full conviction and belief in Allah and in His instruction and so on, Allah says, we wipe out all their previous sins. Now that hadith is absolutely the way it should be, encouragement for you and I. But there is another hadith regarding the Hajj, where it says, whoever goes for Hajj and doesn't do wrong things during the Hajj, they will come back as clean as the day their mothers gave birth to them. I'm sure you've heard that hadith, right? Do you know that that hadith does not refer to the formatting of your hard drive the way a computer is formatted, but rather it is selective formatting, because your good remains. When you were born with no good, no bad. You were clean. When you come back from Hajj, it is so pure that all the dirt is gone, but all the beautification remains. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. That is something even better than the day you were born. So when it comes to Ramadan, the same applies. Allah is giving it out for free. There is something known as al-itqu min an-nar, freedom from hellfire. When you try hard, you cross a certain threshold in your acts of worship and your love of the worshipping of Allah. Allah has written your name as a person who's going to be free from hellfire. You won't go there. Why? Because you love worshipping Allah. You're still a human. You might have faltered. You might do a thing or two wrong. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. When Shaitan convinced Adam and Hawa, may peace be upon them, to do what they did, guess what Allah says? Allah says, they asked us once, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves, and if you don't have mercy on us, and if you don't forgive us, we will be the losers. Allah says, we forgave them just by that statement, because it was sincere. When you sincerely ask Allah for forgiveness, no matter what you did, it is wiped out. That's the mercy of Allah. Now shaitan comes back to you and makes you think, but I don't think Allah can wipe it out so easily. That was really a bad thing. Allah says, you don't know me yet. Subhanallah. My mercy is far greater than my anger. Subhanallah. And then I was mentioning the point that makes your good deeds perhaps vulnerable, where you might lose good deeds. That is only when you have wronged another human being. When you wrong another person, then your good deeds are at stake. Because that person is not Allah. They might not forgive you. You might arrive on the day of judgment and they might want your good deeds. And then you've got to give payment. No longer the rand that is so volatile. One day sitting this way, one day sitting that way. Subhanallah. Who am I to talk when the Zim dollar is even worse? Subhanallah. May Allah protect us. My brothers, my sisters, we need to make sure that we do not create issues with other people in the way that we have oppressed them. Our good deeds, I'm fasting. Why must I give it to this brother? Someone you don't like, someone you really don't get along with, and you're giving them salah for free, you're giving them hajj for free, you're giving them zakah for free, you're giving them your Quran tilawa for free. Subhanallah. One day I heard of a person who said something really nasty about me. He was supposed to be a friend of mine. So I phoned him and I told him, brother, you better do a lot of good deeds and they better be proper. He says, what do you mean? I said, you know what? You're going to be giving them to me. And obviously this was said like jokingly to try and make him think that what you did was not right. And so he said, what do you mean? I said, you know, all the good deeds you're going to do because of what you've said and what you're doing, they're going to be coming to someone like me. And then I started laughing and I told him, no, I'm only saying this to you because I want you to realize it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Personally, I hold nothing in my heart against anyone. Do what you have to, say what you have to. For me, my heart is too valuable to hold in it a grudge against someone. We don't need it. I need to be a happy person. The expression on my face needs to be serene. It needs to be pure. It needs to be that filled with peace. I don't need to look like a person who's always depressed and stressed because of what others have said or did. No problem. Their statements will not bother me by the will of Allah. And even if they do, because I'm a human being, I won't let it penetrate my heart. It's okay. Let it pass. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability. You have to work on yourself to achieve that. We're still getting there, but we're trying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. My brothers and sisters, these are a few words I thought of sharing with you because I want to reset my relationship with Allah for the better. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Let's reset our relationship with Allah for the better so that by the time Ramadan, you know, draws to an end, I'm so happy with what I did. Today, a brother told me, Sheikh, you have so much that you are posting on YouTube, perhaps it will become an irritation for some people. And I said, you know what? I don't think it will. Let the people benefit if they are. A reminder will cost you nothing. For those who have the time, yes, they may fit into one or two of the several programs you might have on a daily basis. But that doesn't mean I am going to cut back. No, I won't. We need to constantly remind each other in a beautiful way. I'm speaking to you today, and I am by no means better than you in any way. I'm just like you. We are the same. We're talking to each other. We're encouraging each other. I have things I need to deal with. I have things I need to improve, and so do you. They might be slightly different, yes indeed. But the love that we should be having for one another should be clear. I don't judge you based on your sin, because Allah judges you based on your repentance. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I don't judge you based on your sin, because Allah judges you based on your repentance. Subhanal Khaliq. La ilaha illallah. That is so filled with hope. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best Ramadan. This might be our last Ramadan. We might not see the end of it, but the fact that we have an intention to do the right thing, may Allah ultimately gather us in Jannatul Firdaus, paradise, in the companionship of the greatest, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all those who are loved by Allah. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar.
Have been listening to Mufti Mink here on An Islamic Point of View. Today's lecture was entitled An Amazing Ramadan. If you've benefited from today's lecture, please show your support with a donation at mccpdx.org and at kboo.fm. KBOO's spring membership drive is currently underway, so please support this station by becoming a sustaining member or through a one-time donation. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. And you can click donate in the mobile app or on the website. Ramadan is a special time where Allah rewards our generosity up to 70 times. Please donate as you are able and let the reward be with Allah. Islamic Point of View program is a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland. Please follow MCCP on Facebook for weekly lectures, updates, and videos. facebook.com/Muslim Community Center of Portland. Pathways is up next. Islamic Point of View can be heard each Sunday here on KBOO at 8 a.m. Thank you for listening. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi barakatuh.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
Tune in at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday for Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM.